been on a Monday, but I thought with the big final in Tamaki Makaurau today, you might be interested in getting some viewpoints. And of course, he's watched the Super Rugby fold out or unfold in this way. It's been a long time since the Blues have tasted success, and so many from Tamaki Makaurau, got our fingers crossed for them. I'm curious too about Ngāi Māori players within both squads, and their obviously filtering through both in great numbers. Ken, thanks for sharing a bit of time this morning. Normally talking league, but today, how about a bit of rugby, Mr. Laban?
Yes, how about a bit of rugby as well? Eden Park sold out. Saltwater's just sold out on Wednesday as well, which is tremendous when, you know, a lot of it driven by you and I, Dale, over the interest in the game and the fall-off in crowds. But this Blues-Chiefs game on the weekend, the 2024 final, with Blues season-wise bring the best form into the final. They come into the final with the best attack in the competition, a phenomenal point spread difference with the amount of points that they've scored compared to those that they've conceded. The Chiefs during the regular season were a little bit up and down. But there's no question that the last 2 weeks, the Chiefs have been the best team in the playoffs. Against the Reds in the quarterfinal, they led 31-0 at halftime. And then against the team many favoured to win the Super Rugby in 2024, the Hurricanes, last week, they were up 17-0 in 15 minutes. So they were fast starters. The big question mark for them is the unavailability of Samisoni Tokiaho, who left the field injured in the semi-final last week and is going to be replaced by one of the Thompson twins, Tyrone Thompson, who is very, very highly regarded hooker in the game as well. And some very interesting matchups to this boy, Cortez Alatima, playing at nine for the Chiefs. This combination with Damien McKenzie has been exceptional, and over the course of the last 2 weeks in the playoffs as well, has been fantastic. Some emotion around the Blues team with the departure of Akita Ioane, as well, who's going to play blindside flanker. Semo Setiti, who was a legend of Manu Samoa rugby and captain of the team, that's his boy Wallace Setiti playing in the back row, only 22 years old for the Chiefs as well. So and he's up against in-form Hoskins Satutu. So a number of outstanding matchups in the game. Of course, only an hour and a half up the motorway, so the sellout is no surprise. But I think it's headed for a grand finale, and huge respect for the two coaches, Vern Cotter, who used to coach Clayton McMullen, who is a legend of the Bay of Plenty province himself. Both tough guys, both uncompromising men, and that's reflected in their in the way they coach and in the performance of their teams this year heading into the final.
Who are you backing?
Ooh, I like the look of the Chiefs. Nice and aggressive. But the Blues have been one of the best teams all year. So isn't it fantastic that two quality sides in the final?
Kia ora. Two quality sides. What about next year? What's all the murmurings of Australian discontent? And how's this going to affect this competition going forward, Ken?
Well, at the moment, they've got an odd number of teams with the Rebels dropping out, haven't they? Then on top of that, there's the conjecture over, you know, we talk about Australia being in a little bit of disarray. New Zealand cannot sustain a Super Rugby competition and the NPC. The NPC, of course, is the very fabric of the game. That's what everybody identifies with, and that's what everybody goes back to. That's where the game started. Super Rugby, by comparison, has been around coming up three decades, so it's a recent arrival on the scene. Logic is that there has to be some form of a compromise, and that the NPC competition, in effect, could become an amateur competition and with the bulk of the resources as it is already centred on the Super Rugby franchises. Add to that the complexity of, Akira Ioane is the latest to go. He's headed to Japan to finish his career up there. How's New Zealand going to sustain an elite competition of world-class quality if the best players in the game are going to be playing in countries where they get paid more? So that's something that New Zealand rugby has to address as well.
Got it, Ken. Are you coming up for the game, mate?
No, I'm not.
Okay, I was lucky enough to call on for Kata Māori, a part of the Super 8 yesterday, which took me to New Plymouth Boys High School. And it was brilliant to actually be in the row here briefly yesterday, but I'd never witnessed the haka like that when the boys from the home teams...
On the bank?
Oh, I'm not at the gully. That's spine-tingling stuff, eh, mate?
The famous gully, yes. I've been there many times. And it's a wonderful atmosphere when they play. Who did they play?
Oh, they actually played Palmerston North, and it was a 34-all draw. So it was a game and a half, but I just couldn't help but be moved when the spontaneity of the haka came off the hill. There was the pre-game haka, which involved all the lads as well, but, at a crucial point in the game, the haka just sort of emerged. It was like a rising volcano and just came out and powered across the whole venue, and you couldn't help but be touched by it. But it's a wonderful feeling. I hadn't experienced it before, and so I guess you've seen it many times.
Yes, I have. I was there one day. New Plymouth played Francis Douglas, and Scott Barrett and a couple of the other Barretts were in the Francis Douglas and Memorial College team as well. And of course, they're both based out of New Plymouth. Amazing crowd, beautiful day. The atmosphere was just electric. And I think that haka, somebody posted on YouTube, had millions of views, as will be the game that you did yesterday as well. It'll be reposted on YouTube, I'm sure, if not already. And the reaction from around the world is amazing. But yes, I'm glad you had that opportunity to experience that. You know, it's fantastic that whakata Māori are doing First 15 Rugby, giving it the exposure that it deserves. They are the next generation of kids that are going to come through the professional game. And some of those boys you were calling yesterday, no doubt in the future, will be the All Black jersey. So, it's great that whakata Māori was there to witness it, to record it, and that you were part of the commentary, Dale. So overall, a fantastic day for the game.
Dan Ackley, a fantastic visit for this old timer. Good catching up with you again, Ken. Thanks very much for previewing the game tomorrow. Yummy. Ken Laban, one of life's good guys, one of sport.